Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Wherever you are in the world, you are with KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station, and I'm scrambling to get microphones switched on to say hello to my good friends. Fiona Gray is here, and her daddy, Ralph Covert. Hello.
Jason, hi. My brother.
I know, it's so nice to see you, and we are old pals.
We're all together.
You weren't even born.
But Jason and I were causing trouble at the blues bar.
You weren't even thought of, Fiona. Look at you now. Look at you now with your skiing accident. Have you broken your foot? What have you done?
No, just sprained it.
How did you do that?
I actually was planning a night for my dad, and I was...
She was walking?
Walking and looking up music venue information and not paying attention to cracks in the...
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying to young people after this general election. I'm saying, right, pick up your pants and put down your phone.
I completely agree. It was all in the name of music.
Because now you see what happens. You hurt your foot, you wind up with him in the White House.
Hey.
We've got to start paying attention to our lives.
Don't even get me started.
So where did we... Ralph, we met... and I know you're going to start with a song, but I want to talk about this just for a minute.
Well, I think...
We contacted you.
Yeah.
I had management at the time, and they were the kind of people who could get anybody do anything.
Right.
They had lots of cash, and they managed some huge artists, and they knew everyone in the business and all of that. And I only asked them, in the whole time they managed me, which was quite a long time, about 10 years, I think, in all, I only asked them twice to hook me up with other writers. One was John Martin, who I was a big fan of.
John's amazing.
Yeah. So he's gone now. He died a couple of years ago, but yeah. I was a huge fan of his. And that wasn't a relationship that was going to last very long. John liked to drink, and he was horribly homophobic. And he just was like, he was a weird guy, but amazing singer-songwriter, just the gift. When he sang and played at the same time, he did something very special. It just always, the whole was greater than the sum of the parts kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then one of them gave me your record, Bad is Beautiful by the Bad Examples, which had probably just come out. It was only a couple of years out.
Yeah, it was.
It's about that time. And I just was blown away. And I said, what about this guy? were you in London anyway?
And then I was on tour on the continent. I was on the tour, I think I was in Holland at the time.
Right.
And so then they contacted where I was going to be on tour in the continent, and they said, while you're over in Europe, could we fly you over to England to do some?
They flew you.
Yeah.
Nice.
They flew me over to
fancy
to meet you and co-write in London.
Right.
So which is I was like, sure.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
I'm
sure.
I'm coming.
You're,
yeah, of course.
You're flying me to England. I'm in.
Yeah.
And then we had a great, like it was, and you, because you'd been in a writer's block, you'd been stuck.
I've been writing. I've been getting wasted and just hanging out.
So we just wrote like what, five songs, and then that evening the management called up the BBC and said that Jason and his American writer Ralph have written these songs, and next thing you know
it was the BBC, it was London, BBC. It's gone now, that station, but it was the big station in London at the time.
Yeah, right? So the next thing you know, we're on the big radio. It's like, it was a busy day. It was a fun day.
Yeah. Oh, it was cool. And then you came up to my hometown, Harrogate.
Yeah,
And played there. This was like some... People who were at that gig still remember it, and they still mention it. And there's video online of it, because oddly, for 1991 or 2 or 3 or 4, somebody had a camera, like
actual
a huge,
video
great
camera.
Video camera. Like a big old TV camera, like
right?
A fridge, like a microwave on the shoulder. That sort of thing.
Back before phones were cameras.
Oh, yeah, no, nobody had a cell phone.
Yeah.
Fiona's laughing like it's the dark ages.
Right.
You idiots. How did you do anything? How did you order pizza? How did you get an Uber?
How did you get an Uber?
But no, it was back in the old days, yeah, and that was just good times. And we've just remained friends.
Yeah.
So,
Wonderful journey.
It's brilliant. It's a brilliant thing. I don't have that many people that I've known all that time in my life, you know.
We're coming up on 25 years. Yeah. I mean, Bad is Beautiful came out 25 years ago.
Goodness me.
And it was maybe a year or two after that, as you say, that we met.
Amazing. Fantastic
stuff. Half our lives.
I know.
Wow.
I hate to say it, but it is half my life, yeah. But that album, Bad is Beautiful, was a huge record in Chicago. Chicago's a big city, obviously, and it's a big market. And you guys were like the talk of the town at the time. I remember being blown away when I came out. Because my mom just by chance lived in Chicago, so I went to visit her one time, came to see you guys play. And the show was huge. There were hundreds of people there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was... apart from the other chapters of your life, that's kind of, you know, the Bad Examples has been a big deal in Chicago. People in Chicago are really aware of you guys very much. And that album, Bad is Beautiful, we've played tracks here on the station from it, and I think people around here sort of know who you are, but I don't think they know the Bad Examples, but perhaps not you personally. But Fee's been in loads of times.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I know.
That's awesome.
I don't know. Do you want to play us a song? Play us a song, we'll talk a bit more and we'll play.
Yeah, we were talking about this. I thought it became appropriate since we had, since on that day we met, we played a brand new song that we'd written that night on the radio. I wrote a bunch of songs last week, but this one I wrote the day before the election. And the day after the election, I kind of looked at it and I'm like, man, that's an interesting song to have written before the election. It wasn't written as a political song, but... I think it's kind of appropriate. So, so in the spirit of us debuting brand new stuff together, here we go.
Great. All right. So Ralph Covert live on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Whenever you're ready, bud.
All right.
Aftershock, wondering where the other foot will drop. Are we heading to a showdown? Is it too late to stop? If we could do it all over, if we could start from the start, would we think before leaping? Would we lead from the heart? I think we're in for stormy weather. I can taste the sulfur in the wind. I keep on looking to the future with one eye open. They tell us Satan is coming. Who Satan is, they don't agree. No one sees the devil in the mirror. I see you and you see only me. I think we're in for stormy weather. I can taste the sulfur in the wind. I keep on looking to the future with one eye open, one eye open. The blind man hears what the sighted man ignores, and the deaf man sees the slamming of the doors. The wise man wonders how much more he doesn't know. And one eye open is still one more eye than most. I think we're in for stormy weather. I can taste the sulfur in the wind. I keep on looking to the future with one eye open.
Ralph Covert live on KX93.5. I let the fella let it fade so that I can mess with it and play it back later, you know, for people that didn't hear it. But yeah, you're right. It was very appropriate.
Yeah,
and weird as well, as you say, that you wrote it like the night before the election, not afterwards when you were sort of feeling the pinch of it.
Yeah, when I wrote it the day before, I was like, well, whatever.
Yeah, trepidation. There wasn't much trepidation in the air, though, was there? So that's an odd thing that you felt it, even though somewhere it came from somewhere that you couldn't be conscious of.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. As we've talked about that, happens a lot of times with songwriting, doesn't it? Where you write something and then later you listen to it, you're like, I didn't know I knew that.
Yeah, oh man, sometimes I'd listen to songs that I'd written when I was very young, too young to understand the things I was singing about, really.
Uh huh.
And I think, wow, how did you know that when you were 19?
Yeah,
it's an odd thing. You know, there's some subconscious thing going on that's probably scientific, but I don't know what it is. You know? It's not just a metaphysical thing. There's something there happening that I can't describe. I'm sure others could. So yeah, and that's the first political. I know you didn't write it as a political song, but it comes across that way in context now.
Yeah.
Since the election that we've had in the station, so it's interesting. Thinking of writing a bunch of protest songs. Don't know what I would say. I don't know. I do this gig at the local hotel here on a Saturday night, and sometimes I'll play. People call out for Dylan songs, and you pull out the times they are a changing. Why not? And sometimes I think that is one of the saddest songs ever written. Now in context,
yeah.
The
yeah.
times didn't. I mean, they did change, but not in the way you were hoping.
Right,
Bob.
Right.
But, you know,
Mr. Zimmerman, you seem to have.
If you were here, I'd give you a slap, Bob. Frankly. But it's cool that you're writing so much, and that's really, it's awesome, and finding things to write about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm loving it.
And you're a happy man with a happy life with a big family and got things going on and everything's cool. So
things are good, yeah.
Yeah, so talking to the last guy that was in here this morning, Travis Marsh, young guy, who's just depressed, you know, and he says that's the best time to write when you're depressed. When I'm happy, I just watch TV.
Isn't that crazy?
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah, well, he's young.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, the whole like being sad is cool thing. I think a lot.
Excuse me, I'm talking to your dad.
Hey, shut up.
Fiona Gray's here.
I'm here.
Hello, Fiona. I'm sorry I interrupted you to make a joke.
No, it's all good.
Yeah.
All in the name of.
What were you saying?
It's over now.
Now, when after you and I sort of parted company, we didn't see you for a little while.
Yeah.
And you got this gig on television.
Yeah.
And there was a show called Ralph's. Was it Disney? It was Disney.
Yeah, it was kind of Disney did a lot of videos, so it's like a rock and roll thing for kids called Ralph's World. So that's kind of been a big part of my life the last 15 years.
Yeah, kids that are of that age. Obviously, I didn't watch Disney at that time. I've watched you once in a while just to go, wow, there's my friend Ralph. Show my friend. Look at this guy. This is amazing. And it was a big gig and a huge thing, and it obviously took. And Fiona was on the show. That's why I mentioned this.
That's right. Yeah, bringing me back in.
I'm bringing you back in now. See how I do that?
Thank you.
I'm a pro.
You are.
I should get more money.
I love it.
So, but Fee was on the show like she was, it was Fiona.
Yeah.
The little girl on the show.
Little guitar, yeah.
You're like a child star.
Oh, my gosh.
Surprised you haven't got a heroin habit by now.
Oh, my God. Well, you don't really know how I broke my foot.
Hey, she's the heroine in her own movie.
It'll take the pain. It'll take the pain away. I shouldn't say that in front of your dad. But, anyway. But you were on the show. You were the little girl on the show, and Ralph would sing and the cartoon backgrounds often.
Yeah.
And all of that kind of stuff floating around in sort of cartoon world. Yeah. And it was fun and nice and great, and you sort of grew up on TV. You must have really looked up to your dad in those days. You must have thought he was awesome.
Yeah, I used to. I'm kidding.
Ow. Oh, man.
Well, we all
could have some salt and pepper with this roast.
We all have to come to the realization that our parents are human beings, Fiona.
I'm completely kidding. Yeah, I definitely grew up looking up to my dad, and And especially with songwriting, which is something that is so important to me, like having someone I could like share my songs to, and he would be a really harsh critic.
But remember when it would look like magic, when you would say something, write a song about whatever, and he just did it. Because I know what Ralph's like.
Yeah.
He can just drop it out.
Yeah.
You know, he's like a
songwriting magician.
He opens a door in his head and it just pours out of his mouth.
Yeah.
God forbid you're trying to collaborate with him, get a word in edgeway. But he's like that. He's really very gifted. So that must have been magic as a kid to look up to your dad in that way.
100%.
All kids think their parents are amazing, though, for a while. I thought my dad was amazing, and he wasn't.
Well, the neat thing about Fiona growing up, that's funny. Well, yeah, I think Fiona kind of grew up with this assumption that you know, writing songs was just something you were supposed to do. And Jude, her little brother, is the same way. I mean, he'll come in, I'm gonna write a song today, Dad. Okay. Like Fiona would be like, oh, you know, the kids draw pictures, they do this and that.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She always saw songs being created, and this was just something you did. And so it was really neat that at a certain point when she realized that, wait a minute, not everybody does this? No.
Right, and there must have been a point as well when you found, because everybody finds it hard. And one day you go, but I can't write a song anymore. I can't. So maybe I'm not. Yeah. And then you could start blaming your dad for that, if you wanted.
When in doubt.
When in doubt, blame your dad.
Life advice, hear it, KX.
It's reverse therapy here.
You know, like there's a lawyer on the radio in LA, a guy, I forget his name now, but he gives terrible legal advice.
Oh, I love it.
Somebody on the law, blah, 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 on the law. Anyway, never mind.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to advertise at radio station anyway. But so I could do the same thing, but give terrible counselling, really bad counsel with Jason Fetty.
Oh, I like it. Can I come on every once in a
while? You can.
Actually, that reminds me of a funny thing. We were talking about earlier with Bad is Beautiful. We're releasing Bad is Beautiful on vinyl through our Pledge Music campaign.
That's part of what you're here for. That's right.
But the thing that you mentioned that we're launching next week is this thing called Bad is Beautiful Gone Wrong.
Ah.
So I've recorded a whole bunch of most of the songs off Bad is Beautiful as if they were done by inappropriate artists. So we've got Tom Waits does Squeezing the Puzzle Together. The Velvet Underground does Statue by the Phone.
Brilliant.
Marching Band does Not Dead Yet.
You got a lot of time on your hands, Dad.
Yeah, you know.
Really? But, well, I think I said that to you in a nicer way before. Like, you must be nice to do these kinds of projects.
I know, I did it.
No, it must be fun to, like, pretend to be another band and, like, you have to listen to some music.
Yeah.
Is that still a huge part of your life, listening to music?
Especially when I do the dishes, yeah.
Right. Well, all right. But you don't sit down and go, now today I'm going to listen to an album.
No.
Or you just is it like the backdrop of your life?
Some days, yeah. It's weird. I think you get to a certain age, and there's days it's nice to have no music.
I listen to, you know, like the
silent
BBC in the car.
Yeah.
A silent driver, and I'm like a driver who like cranks.
I never used to be, though. You might get there.
I was a lot of loud bars in my day, and then I'll get there.
When I arrived in this country 16 years ago, I eventually managed to get a driver's license and a car, like a little pickup truck, and the radio didn't work. And it was the most it was horrible for me to get in the car and drive for 10 minutes without the radio.
Yeah.
Drove me nuts. And so I got a CD player and played music. And just slowly over the next few years, and the CDs went in the doorwell of the passenger side and footwell. And I don't listen to music in the car anymore.
Yeah. Most of the music, if I listen to music in the car, it's like listening to mixes of whatever album of mine I'm working on.
Right, right. So over and over and over and over again.
Like, oh, okay.
It's not going to get any better if you listen to it again, but never mind. Just get on with it. Hey, let's do a song. Now, when we first met, you and I, one of the songs that was just broke my heart, was so brilliant, was from this album, Bad is Beautiful. And we're going to do it.
Yeah, let's do...
Tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll sing it.
The song's called From Ragtime to Rags. It actually kind of snuck onto the record. When Bad is Beautiful was completed, we'd headed out touring, and we were releasing it on our own in America. Back in the days before you were supposed to do DIY, we did DIY. It was a terrible idea.
It was very impressive
idea.
About you. You had this label, Water Dog Records.
Yeah.
And there were people working there.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to do it on a shoestring, the way all people do it now. All young musicians do it now that way.
Yeah, we were way ahead of the curve on that. And then we released it through a Dutch label in Europe. And so we wanted to synchronize the release of the European and American releases of the album. And the Dutch label ended up, the record got pushed back like a year, so we headed out touring.
For a record that wasn't out.
But one of the things that came as a result of that, there are mixed tweaks, and they said, we want to change this, we want to change that. And on the road, I wrote this song, From Ragtime to Rags, and I'm like, they sent us in the studio. They wanted a new recording of Not Dead Yet, and they didn't like the one we had. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll go in and we'll re-record Not Dead Yet, but I want to record this Ragtime to Rags song because this is, you know, just come out of me.
Yeah.
Heartbreaks. And so it was kind of, it was a happy accident that it snuck on.
All right, well, people in Laguna may know the song because I've been playing it forever here. You know, every time, every gig I do. And people think it's my song, and I promise you, I always... always claim it
as my
favorite,
own. Jason Fetty. This is me covering you covering me.
I do play it, but I always say it's actually not by me, it's by a friend of mine from Chicago, blah, blah, blah. I always tell him.
Well, I'm going to say that it's by you then. This is my cover of you covering me.
Right. Good. So it really is full circle here on KX93.5. Ralph Covert's here and Fiona Gray right here in the studio. Fiona lives in LA now and Ralph is from Chicago, and it's just lovely to have old friends in here. So I'm going to sing backup vocals. Me and Fee are going to sing backup vocals.
Fantastic.
For this song,
which has
been part of my life for such a long time, and it's an honour to sing it with you. So, right, let's do it. Let's make a mess of it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
A cheap one to take you from here to heaven. Do you believe that that would do for you? A quick one to unwind the slow turning hours. Do you believe that that's what you deserve? You touch my arm with your hand, and my secret eye sees your shirt on the floor. And I pull away while trying to stay by your side. And I'm tumbling, tumbling out of the open arms of sin. Tumbling, tumbling from ragtime to rags again. Listen, I'm thinking words I'm not saying. This is not the time to betray my desire for you. I'm sorry I led you into my indecision. I was hoping that you could wash my confusion away. You touch my arm with your hand, and my secret eye sees your shirt on the floor. And I pull away while trying to stay by your side. And I'm tumbling, tumbling out of the open arms of sin. Tumbling, tumbling from ragtime to rags again. Thank you. parting. Torn from your side with a whisper. We stare at the clock, aware that it's too late. Trust me, someday we will be lovers. But somehow I wish that I'd shared a cheap one with you. And I'm tumbling, tumbling out of the open arms of sin. Tumbling, tumbling from ragtime to rags again. Tumbling, tumbling out of the open arms of sin. Tumbling, tumbling from ragtime to rags again.
Oh, we are awesome. We are awesome, is what we are.
Oh, how lovely is that?
Man.
Sing with one of your best friends and your daughter. Life is just as good as it gets.
May I remind you that the clock, we stare at the clock, it was a digital clock.
Yeah, that's true.
And you must have told me that 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But I never forget it. And when I sing the song, I always see a digital clock in my head.
A little green.
Was it green?
A little green, yeah, car, digital clock. Yeah.
So that's wonderful, and that's really, you know, I don't know if it's good radio, but it's certainly nice for us. And
we love it, so heck with you people.
Yeah. Ralph Covert's here, and Fiona Gray on KX 93.5, singing one of Ralph's, you know, for me, hits anyway, from the album Bad Is Beautiful by The Bad Examples.
Yes.
Pledge Music campaign still going on for The Bad Is Beautiful.
On vinyl, or you can listen on Spotify, or...
Or wherever you
however
want.
You listen to music,
Yeah.
Vinyl.
Yeah, vinyl's the way to go, though, isn't it these days? And what do you think about vinyl? Were you surprised when it came back, Ralph?
Yeah, I think we all were. I'm waiting for 8-tracks.
wax cylinders. That's where I'm at.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, it's all right if you've got a $10,000 system, but if you went to Urban Outfitters and bought your record player for $45. You're probably wasting your time with vinyl.
Yeah,
it's more of a. I don't think of it so much as an audiophile thing, but I think it's a nice cultural thing. It's a nice way to kind of.
It's a nice way to listen to music. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
You have to physically
it's a
be involved.
Yeah.
Put it on. There's a B side.
Yeah, and I think there's the it eliminates the whole shuffle mentality.
Right.
You can't skip and shuffle, so it kind of it.
You can, it's just really hard. A lot of work.
Also, it reminds you that people made records, for most of my life, people made records or albums that had a flow to them, that were like told a story in some way, or had some, not if they didn't have a narrative, then at least it took you on a journey.
There's a reason this song follows that song,
right?
And vice versa, and I think...
Yeah.
I'm still doing that. I'm just doing this record at the moment, and we're still like, okay...
Sequencing it. Right?
No, everybody write down the sequence you want, and or not write down now, email us, and we'll see know, where the...
Same
where
with
the
my new record. Yeah, we've been trying to figure out sequencing, because it's important. It tells the full story of it all.
Yeah, it is.
We are so out of touch.
So old school. This record I'm doing is Shakespeare songs, so how out of touch is that?
Oh,
ridiculous.
Another record of Shakespeare songs. That's great. I love that project.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, so... All right, it's great. Bad Examples, Bad Is Beautiful is available. Going to be available soon on vinyl, or is it available now?
It's going to be. We'll have them in January. And actually, a cool thing that your listeners can check out, and you can as well. I've been doing once a month on the Bad Examples Facebook page. We've been doing these once a month live Facebook concerts. We started it last spring. Actually, one of the senior people from Facebook said we did the first ever Facebook Live concert.
Great.
And we've been doing those about once a month. The next one's going to be the Sunday of Thanksgiving week, 7:00 Central. But you can always watch them later, of course, because it's Facebook. It just stays there.
Right.
And the last one we did, I just think was absolutely
I watched it when I was in Paris, playing shows out there.
I'm really thrilled.
And you've got your guys, your circle of people from Chicago, people that like to play with you. It's really cool.
It's really wonderful. So it's a great way to check out the music, and you can, you know, it's like a little mini concert. So once a month we do those.
Yeah. Well, as you can tell, Ralph's personable guy and sort of friendly, inclusive sort of atmosphere in those shows. And you've taught songwriting classes as well, haven't you? And all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's lovely. Lovely to see you.
It makes my heart feel good.
It's now 11:36, so I've got 25 minutes left of this show, and you and I are going to have a cup of coffee. And you and I, you can come too.
Good.
As well.
Goody.
Also.
Oh,
you're over 18. Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You? I don't know.
But I'm a pop singer, so I just stay at 18.
Lovely to see you too, Fee. Come back, you know, anytime and just play your music and hang out and be
new single out in the new year, so I'll be knocking on your door.
Killer. So look for Fiona Gray and look for Ralph Covert and the Bad Examples online. And going to play a track from the record now, actually, from that, for me, seminal Bad is Beautiful record. From back in
1991, yeah. 25 years.
Yeah.
Here's a funny story about this next song, Ashes of My Heart. It was one of the singles they released in Europe. It never really popped as a single in America, except in one city, in Springfield, Illinois.
Wow.
But we didn't know this. We showed up at this club. We were on tour. We showed up at this club, and there were like 2,000 people there. It was packed. We're like, this is weird. Must be a new club. Must be, you know, we had no idea why. We didn't know that all four local radio stations, the country station, the pop station, the oldie station, and the alt-rock station, were all playing this song.
Wow.
And we didn't know that. So, and we didn't know why there were 2,000 people at this show. And we're playing our concert, and we did Ashes of My Heart in the middle somewhere, right? And the place goes nuts!
Wow.
And we're like, huh?
Wow. Yeah,
what?
You might have saved it till the end.
Wow. So we played it again at the end, but it was in that one town, this song was like Stairway to Heaven.
That's great. That's great. That's the power of radio when it's
power radio.
Right. Can be. Well, thanks for supporting our little radio station here in Laguna.
Happy
Ralph.
To be here.
Yeah. All right. We could talk all day, and we will, but not on the air. All right. Ralph Covert and Fiona Gray on KX93.5.
It's getting to the point where I no longer know exactly what to do or say. A new disaster threatens every day that I stay here with you, trying to start a fire where there used to be a fire burning here in the ashes of my heart. And all you really need is that I give you everything I used to give you back when giving everything was easy. Yesterday I loved you, trying to start a fire where there used to be a fire burning here in the ashes of my heart. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. We both admit we're losing hope. I love you, but I don't suppose it really makes a difference if I say it's getting to the point where I now disregard the feelings that you share. I know that you deserve much better than this bumbling cartoon character trying to start a fire where there used to be a fire burning here in the ashes of my heart. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. We both admit we're losing hope. I love you, but I don't suppose it really makes a difference if I say I don't know what to feel now. There's nothing left that's real now. Tell me, we fell in love together, spent so many years together. Why must we fall out of love alone? Inside me, and I'm sorry, but I can't go on trying to start a fire where there used to be a fire burning here in the ashes of my heart. I'm sick and tired.
of being sick and tired. Sick.